The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Chayesara. In the beginning of Parshas Chayesara is the Petira of Sari Menu, Vatama Sara. Sari Menu was Nifta. The Yahweh Avram, Avram Avinu came, whispered the Sara to make a hesped on Sara of Kaisan, to cry over a Petira, over the fact that she passed away. Right afterwards, the Torah tells us, V'yakam Avram, Avram Avinu got up, al p'nei Mesai, V'yidaba b'nei Ches Lemar, he spoke to the b'nei Ches, and he said as follows, Give V'soyshav Anoichi Mochem, T'nuli, give me a Chuzas Kever Mochem, a place to make a kever, a burial, V'ekber Mesim Lofonai. He went to do the Kvura of Sari Yemenu, to bury Sari Yemenu. Avram Avinu was Isaac in the Kvura of Sari Yemenu. Where is the Makar? There's a mitzvah of Kvuras Mesim. It's a mitzvah of one to bury people who are nifter, who passed away. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mamvav Mabeis, Am Rabbi Yechna Meshimei Meshimei Yechai, Rabbi Yechna said, Neim Rabbi Shimei Yechai, Minayim Lemelin Es Mesai, where do you know that someone leaves a mace overnight without burying him? Sh'over Lov Beleza say, there's over on the Leza say, Taimelein Eki Kavar Sik Berenu, the Pasuk of the Kavar Sik Berenu, Pashki Seitze, is talking about someone over there, even though it was a big Rasha, who was a Chayiv, Misa, the terrible punishment over there, and still there's a chiyuv of kvura. Mikan the maleness mace over beleza say. Someone leaves over a mace and just leaves them over is over on a leza say. Ikad amri. Some say a different version. Amr Rabbi Yechna Meshim Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yechna said name of Meshim Ben Yochai. Remez the kvura in the Torah minayin. Where do you find a reference, a remez to the concept of kvura in the Torah? Tamalemer he covers the kvurenu from this pasuk in Kapashki Seitze. He can't remez the Kfura Min HaTorah. From here is a reference to Kfura Min HaTorah. It's not clear in the Gemara if it's actually a mitzvah esei deraisa of Kfura, or it's not a mitzvah esei deraisa of Kfura. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis, Mochlos Eval, Alokos of Avelus, in the beginning of the Perek, Alok Aleph, the Rambam says, a hesped kavod ameisu. To say a hesped on Tzolos Nifter is a kavod ameis. Elofigach, kaifan es a yarsh, reforce the yarsh, neschah, mekainim, but mekainim serf noisai. And they make a maimon of hesped. From Tziva Shleis Pedu, someone left over orders that when he's nifter, they should not make a spade on him. Ain't seif nasai. You don't make a hesped on him. This is based on the shiloh of the Gemara and the hemshach of the Gemara here. It's in Hedim Mevavim of Beis. The Gemara is a shiloh with the union of hesped is, who's a four, is a yikr the chai, is a covet for the mishpacha that's alive. Yikr the shichvi is for the covet of the nifter. The Gemara says one nafkamina is. If the person left over at Tzavah, he does not want the hesped to be set on him. And then the Rambam says, that's the Rabbi hesped. If a person gave over instructions that he should not be buried, ain't shamila, we don't listen to him. Shakfura mitzvah. Kfura is a mitzvah. Shanamak he covers the Kbrani. He brings that Gemara. So although the Gemara said Remez the Kfura Minatar Minayin, the Rambam says Kfura is a mitzvah, and he brings a Makar from this Gemara. And again, by Kfura also, the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam explain, based on the Gemara, that Kfura is also a Shiloh, if it's because of the design for the Nifter, or it's because, some say it's a design for the Mishpacha, is it a Shav Kapara? There's also different stardom why a person has to be buried. But since it's a Deraisa, it's a Shav Deraisa, so when we have Sveikas, we have to go to Chomer, we have to adopt a more stringent view. And therefore, since it's a strong Sada, it's because of B'Zayin, it might be because of B'Zayin for B'nai Mishpacha, or B'Zayin for all people who are alive. The Kesef Mishnah says it's a B'Zayin for everybody in the world, for all live people, that a person, when they pass away, would be left, not buried, left lying around, not buried. So therefore, the halacha is that we have to bury the person. Even if he gave instructions not to bury him, we don't listen to him. We still do a kvura. And the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah say this based on the fact that kvura is a mitzvah d'oraisa. That is what they say. That's how they understand this Rambam. Later on, in Perek Yedalad, Mechilas Eivel, two parakim later, the Rambam starts off the parak again, halacha aleph as follows. Mitzvah essay shel devreim, it's a mitzvah essay of devreim, meaning of chazal, seemingly a mitzvah d'rabbanan, levak acholim, to dik acholim, L'nachem avelim, nichem avelim, to comfort someone who lost one of their close relatives. L'hoitzi ames, l'hachnas akalach, nasas kala, l'lavas arachem, to accompany a guest. L'sasik v'tzoch, l'chot tzarech ha'kvura, to be isik, to be involved in all the needs of the kvura. L'os alakasar, to carry on one's shoulders. V'leilach l'farm, to go in front of the mace, l'spoit, to say espedim, l'achbar, look for it, to dig, to bury. Chen t'meilach ha'kala v'achasim, l'sadim v'chot tzarechem, to support them all the needs. To Eilat Gemilas Chasadim Shavagufay Sheinam Shir Gemilas Chasadim. A person does with his body, there's no limit. So the Rambam Avish called Mitzvahs Eilam Devarim. You know all these mitzvahs are really midrabanan. Anything that you'd want the others to do on your behalf, you should do them. You should do these things for your brother, who's Reyacha, who's your brother in Torah mitzvahs. If you would want him to do it for you, you should do it for him. It's included in v'ahavta l'rayecha kamoicha. But the mitzvahs themselves, individual mitzvahs, the Rambam listed off. The Rambam says kol mitzvah elu b'divrayim. Individually, these mitzvahs are only drabonic mitzvahs. They fall under the heading of v'ahavta l'rayecha kamoicha. And one can mekayim v'ahavta l'rayecha kamoicha with these things. But the individual chiyuv of bikacholim, nichma vilim, and kfura, etc., are only mitzvahs of rayim. It's esesh divrayim and drabonim. Some ask this as a stira. The Rambam very good base was mashba, the kvura is a mitzvah deraisa, like the Dvazgas Mishnah explained. And that's why even if someone left over instructions that does not want to be buried, we don't listen to him, we don't listen to his tzavon, we still bury him, because it's a shadow of deraisa. And here the Rambam says it's a mitzvah deraisa, it's only rabbon. Some achranim answer that for the media relatives, the mitzvah deraisa. It's their achrais, the yorshim, and the media relatives, for them, for the shiva krevim, for them it's deraisa. For other people, it's only mitzvah deraisa. And that's how we could answer, we can miyashiv, the stira and Rambam. For the media relatives, the mitzvah deraisa, take care of the kfura and anything involved in it. For others to help out, that's only the rabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Yerdeh, Siman Shintzach Beis, by Alochus Avelus, that Anoisa Mesa Ba'aron, Sif Aleph, somebody puts his mace, his mace sounds like his relative who died in the Aron. They cover the karka, did not bury him in the karka, did not do kfura, he put him away in the Aron, which seemingly would be some level of covered. But he doesn't do a proper kfura, a burial of the character, over a million zemes, over a million zemes. The nost of an arm of cover of a character, put the arm and bury the character, ain't not over a love, he's not over on him. So it sounds like we're dealing with the Raisa. It's over a million zemes, not over. And it seems to be based on the loss of the Gemara and the head of the Achman Vav. And the Gemara, the first loss, said, me nine million zemes, I son lose a mace, I'm actually over a love of Leite, he's over on a Leite, I say. Me count shemelon zemes, I shall over. And you're also the Ram uses the loss of the over. Some wonder why it's a loyce essay, it's passionate, it's an essay, it covers the brenner, it's their essay. But the Ram, but the Shulchan Aruch says that you're over. Some Achraim say this lashon of over, that sounds like it's their essay, it's lav davka, shal chuvas chavas yaris, and mekufal amates. He says only a smachta, it's not their essay. Now this is all in terms of burying a Yisrael, burying a Yid. What happens when it comes to burying a goy? When any Yehudi, a non-Jew who passes away, does the same mitzvah of krua lie upon us? Are we mitzvah to bury him because he's also a human being, or the mitzvah of krua, there's other reasons why I want to bury him, but the mitzvah of krua does not apply. So now there's the Yerushalmi in Nazir, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, which according to some ways of reading the Yerushalmi, it says in the Yerushalmi an answer on this shaila of what the halacha is, but krua is akum. Is the mitzvah of krua apply to akum as well? As often as the case in the Yerushalmi, it can be read in various different ways, and different mafarshim amongst the achronim read it differently from each other. And therefore, according to some achronim, will be a raya, whereas according to other achronim, will not be a raya. It's dealing over there with that which a nazir or a kohen who's not usually allowed to become tamei l'meis, but there's a special exception for a meis mitzvah. If someone is nifter, there's no one to take care of their kfura properly, so even a nazir or a kohen, even a kohen gadol, they will be isek in the kfura of a meis mitzvah. There's a back and forth going on in the Gemara with the makaris for this, and if it's a poshut or if it's not poshut. But teichat dvarim, there's mention made about a goy hari akum. So it says something about Akum. Hari Akum. Now, what's it asking, what's it answering? There's different ways how to read it. But the way the Kabbalah either reads it without getting involved in the whole Shekhmatari of the Yishami, how exactly it learns the whole back and forth of the Yishami Gemara. But the Kabbalah either on the side of the Yishami, he says, Hari Akum, that the Akum, that there's a mitzvah of the Karasa. There's no mitzvah to bury a goy. The Pnei Moshe learns entirely differently. He learns that it's saying Hari Akum, that a goy, that he doesn't have the mitzvah of doing Kfura. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of doing kfura on a goy. But a goy, it's not one of the shem mitzvah nerech, he's not mechuyev in kfura. Discussing if a nazir or a kohen had the mitzvah of kfuras mesim, and for whatever reason, in the cheshem of the gemara there, brings a raya from a goy, he does not have the mitzvah of kfuras mesim. You see, it's not listed amongst the shem mitzvah nerech. A goy does not have the chiyuv to bury a mace, someone that passes away. But, so according to the Pnei Moshe, it does not affect our shayla. But the Kabbalah Eidna says, that's talking about burying a dead goy, a deceased goy. And according to the Karban Eidah, the Yishami over here is saying that there's no mitzvah to bury a goy that passes away. Now the Ramban of Chumash of Parash Kiseite, in this parash of covers for Renu, and the apostle goes on and says, V'lesetame is ad moscha, Yishnam metame yir adama, which sounds like it's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Ramban says of Chumash over here, Parash Kiseite, based on the Sefri, that's not saying the reason for Kfuras Mason, because then it would apply the Kfuras Mason only being Eretz Yisrael, which ad moscha. Rather, there's a mitzvah first mason, and there's isser of mailing some mace, of leaving a mace overnight, unless it's for the cover or for the benefit of the mace. You can't just leave the mace lying overnight. A
At least Tamis said Moscha is an additional lav. It's a lav sheni, it's a second lav. The Rabban says it comes out that someone leaves any mace overnight. It's talking over there about a person who was chayav misa, a terrible misa, and he had to be hanged. But the Rabban says it refers to any mace. If someone leaves him and doesn't bury him, when he should be buried, so chutz laaretz is an essay and a loy's essay. The essay, he was mavat to the essay of tvuras mace, of burying the mace, and the loy's essay, he was over on the mainless mace of leaving him overnight. But by an Eretz Yisrael, it'll be two lavin in the essay. Because besides the regular essay and loy's essay, there's an additional loy's essay of loy's tamez and moscha. So the Rabban and Alav is there because this lav, loy's tamez and moscha, cover Yeshua Benun, he buried the Malchi Kana, b'yomen on the day that he killed them. Even though on the day that he hanged them, even though there's no claw, still because of Tumas Ha'aretz, there's other reasons there, because it's Samuel Hakim and some Zion to the Eivishter to leave them hanging. But the primary reason the Rabban is saying is because of Tumas Ha'aretz, this Tameh and Moscha, it's a concept of him, Tameh the Eretz Yisrael, of leaving a mace over an Eretz Yisrael not buried. And this law applies even by Goyim, even by Matzah Kanan. And the Rabban says it's because of this law. The Mashmoy used to be at the regular mitzvah of first mace, the regular essay aloysia of first mace, which applies universally anywhere in the world, does not apply to mace Akam, only to mace Yisrael, only to Yiddish mace, not to Goyish mace. Eretz Yisrael, there's a bzunder iser, lois tamez and moschal, that applies even to a Goyish mace. Then there will be a difference that a Goy that passes away in Eretz Yisrael, we have to make sure to bury them, because lois tamez and moschal. However, chutzlars we wouldn't have to worry about. Chutzlars we would not have to make sure to bury it. Interesting that the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva, in the end of Shal's Tshuva, Chassam Sefer Arachayim, and Simre Shches, goes to many different Divrei Agadah, and over there, it's a Tshuva, talks about many different things. B'teichat Dvarim there, he talks about Kfura, and he says that, he seems to say that the mitzvah of Kfura applies even to Goyim, and he seems to say that it applies everywhere, not like the Ramban. He brings the various rites, he says, Metzini be Yeshua, if I be Yeshua, Shamal Harda Malachim in the 8th, he said that to take down the kings that are hanged, the Goyish kings of Achnan, and take them down, he says, the Shema Minoy, see after Uruga Mochama, people become Mochama, Shayach Mitzpura, the Mitzvah of Kura, of burial applies. So you see that he thought that this case that Yeshua buried the Malchanan is the regular Mitzvah of Kura's Mason. So according to the Sefer, it would apply, the Mitzvah apply everywhere, both Nerit Strah and the Chutzah. There's not be any differentiation. That's what will come out from the Sefer. The Sefer HaMakda, written by the Baal Mechaber, Sefer HaFlah, in Ksuvus is called the HaFlah, in Kedushin is called the HaMakda. In Kedushin, the second parak, in Afnavav Beis, he wants to say by an Eved, by an Eved Kanani, by an Eved, someone has an Eved Kanani, we don't really have that nowadays, by an Eved Kanani who passes away, there's no mitzvah of Kura, based on the cloud that some say, they say in regards to Nephilim, maybe we'll get to that later, that Komish Ein LeNachla, anybody doesn't live over Yerusha, because he doesn't have a Yichus, doesn't have Yerusha, so Ein LeGvo, he has no rights to a place in the character to be buried. And therefore, the Hamakta wants to say that Eved Kanani, who's Nifter, there's no mitzvah Kura. The mitzvah of Kura will not apply by him. That's what the Hamakta wants to say. So some Achrenim want to take this a step further and say it applies to a Goy as well. Shal Tzuvus Chaslav Ram. Well, I think that it's even more simple to say it by a Goy. Eved Kanani is really like a Yid. He's Mechoy Mitzvah Mitzvahs, like a Yid. And if there's no mitzvah of Kura by him, but certainly by a Goy, there's no mitzvah of Kura. The Chaslav Ram, he says, because Komish Ein LaNachla, anybody doesn't have a Nachla, doesn't have a right to place in the karka, therefore there's no mitzvah of kura by him, and therefore once say by an eved or by a god, there's no mitzvah of kura. However, the Shalos Tshuva Beis Yitzchak, from the big achronim from the times of the 1800s, he points out that even though the Hamakna said this in regards to an eved, that's by an eved. By an eved, there's no Yerusha, he has no yichus, no chiyus from father to son by an eved. But by goyim, there is yichus, there is Yerusha. And therefore, even if the Hamakna is correct, even if we would go with the Hamakna and say by an eved knani, there's no mitzvah kura. But by a goy, there would be a mitzvah kura. Even according to the Hamakna. It's a chiddush with the Cheslav Ram says that he connects an Eved and a Goy and says the same halacha. A Goy does have Nachla, and therefore a Goy, even like the Hamakna, there would be a mitzvah of Kfura. And indeed, the Chibin Rav, and Shalos Tshuva, David Misharim, Chelak Aleph, Simon and Ches, he says there's a mitzvah to bury Goyim or Niftar, there is a mitzvah of Kfura, and Mesi Akum. He brings a Raya from Mazaria Kaddish. He also brings a Raya from Rabban that we mentioned before, with Lissamatis, Thomas and Moscha, which is a surprise, because that would be his Tshuva's written in Chibin in Europe. The Rabban only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabban would not apply in Chutz Laaretz. It's still a little surprise that the Chibin Rav and David Misharim, he shtels it through. He brings a riot from the Rabban by Yeshua Ben Nun. You know, some sefers brought a riot from Yeshua Ben Nun that wasn't clear to bury the Mesi Akum. But to bring the Rabban clearly says it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. On the contrary, from the Rabban would be a riot in Chutz Laaretz, there's no mitzvah to bury Mesi Akum, only in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Chibin Rav, he does bring this Rabban as a riot. He also brings a riot from the Zerah Kadosh, other places, and says that by Mesi Akum is a mitzvah of Kuru. Now let's say one finds, it can happen unfortunately sometimes, one finds only a small part of a mace. Sometimes unfortunately happens after a terrorist attack or something of the like, or after some sort of an accident. And the question is, How much of the mace do you have to have in order to have the mitzvah of kfura? How much of the mace do you need to have for the mitzvah of kfura to apply? The Tosfos Yom Tov Mishnayos in Shabbos Perek Yud Mishnahei, he says that if there's a kzayis, there's for sure a mitzvah of kfura. He has efshar shapolz mekzayis in the mitzvah of kover. It could be that less than a kzayis of basar from the mace, less than a kzayis of flesh from the mace, there's no mitzvah to bury it. He's clearly not sure about it. He says efshar. He says could be yes, could be not. So he's not sure. So it's a kzayis basar for sure requires burial. Less than a kzayis, the Tosfos Yom Tov has a suffix. The Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayos right away jumps on the Tosfos Yom Tov. It says that the Yushami, the same Yushami in Nozir Perek Zayin Loch Aleph that we mentioned before, that says that the discusses possibly if a goyim is a mitzvah to bury them, or if goyim have a mitzvah to bury people. Later on, the Yushami clearly says about Meis Mitzvah over there that the mitzvah of Kfura and the heter for a kohen or for a nozir to bury Meis Mitzvah will only be by when there's Roshav Rubot, when you have the head and most of the body, the head and most of the body of the mace. It sounds like the mitzvah of Kfura does not apply when there's less than that. The Mishnah Malach also brings a raya from this Yushami that only when there's Roshav Rubot. When there's less than that, then the mitzvah kfura does not apply. So this is the kasha that's asked on the Tosfos Yom Tov. How can we say that any time there's a kzayis and a mace, the mitzvah kfura, and possibly even by less than that, when the Yishami seems to say it's only when you have roish rubai? So many Ephraim answer that this kasha is not shredded. Mechaz Chinuch says that maybe it's a special kzayis kasha, like a betumas kahanim, and that which the kahanim who normally are not allowed to become tamei, and they have a special heter and a chiv, a mace mitzvah for them to become tamei. So that's only if you have roish rubai. But the regular mitzvah kfura would be by exais, or possibly even less than exais. The chaznish, the sefer chaznish also, in your day, some rich chesed come involved, he also is mesupik. If the mitzvah kfura applies but less than rosh harubai, and he says that the yusham is not right, it might be a special because there's a cost of the gabbit mis mitzvah. And the special dinam of mis mitzvah only apply when you have rosh harubai. However, the mitzvah kfura might even apply but less than that. Ramosha and the chuvah and the gersmosha also says the same thing. It's nergersmosha, your day, chel bay simikuf nun. Rav Moshe clearly, it's in discussing the terrible autopsies that are going on in Eretz Yisrael all the time. Rav Moshe says, "Harkra a tshuva about the various dinim that apply and how to deal with it." Because the Rav Tzar V'Yogan is so upset about the autopsies that they're doing on the Yiddish Mason that was going on at the times in the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Moshe says, "It's hard to write a tshuva because the shailas were negel lachol ma'isa." He forced himself and he pushed himself to write the tshuva. He hopes not making a mistake in that halacha. That's a hard was for him to write about this terrible tradition that was going on. Rav Moshe clearly says over there, the din of Rosh Aruba is only the Gabbatum Skahanim from his mitzvah. But the mitzvah of Kfura definitely applies even less than that. The Bzayin Ames, to leave around apart from the mace, even less than Rosh Aruba is the Bzayin Ames. Therefore, the mitzvah of Kfura definitely applies even less than Rosh Aruba. It happens to be Rav Moshe says that a Rosh Aruba that says Mirjami means Rosh Aruba. It means the din of Mace Mitzvah on that kind of Tommy for Mace Mitzvah applies either if you have the head of the mace, or if you have Roiv of the body of the mace. It doesn't have to be Rosh and Rubai. He means Rais, means Rosh or Rubai. But the general mitzvah of Kfura, Moshe clearly says, applies even by less than that. Like the Shita of the Tosfos Yom Tov, and like the Mechaz Chinuch says, like the Chaznish Mesadeh, that's how, Rav Moshe Pasuk, that's how we would generally take our local Maisa. No, the Yudah, no, Tshuva, Shalas, Tshuva, no, the Yudah, Kama, Yerdeh, Simon, Sadi. He also says that the Svar for, well, once I'm Chit, the Bera Mace, because the Bezoin, it's even a small amount of the Mace. Poshet says, look at the Svar is because it's a Bezoin. It's even a small part of a Mace. It's a Bezoin to leave them unburied, and the mitzvah to bury them does apply. The Gesher Chaim, which is written by Rav Tikhachinsky, it's a tzal from Mishlaim, many years ago, early 1900s. He writes over there in Perek Dazayin, Isbeis, that it's machloikis, if you have less than Roshav Rubai of the mace, if you're machloikis to do a mitzvah kura, the mitzvah kura applies. But he says that if you have Roshav Rubai, there everyone agrees, even though it's a makel, that less than Roshav Rubai does not require kura, but once you have Roshav Rubai, you're machloikis to bury every part of it. If there's 51% of the body, you can't just bury 2% and say, oh, now it's down to 49%. It's not Rosh Rubai anymore. And I'm okay to bury the rest. The Shiloh says, the whole Shiloh, the Achren only is, if you find Xais from the mace, less than 50% of the mace, if you're Mokhi the Kfura. But if you start off with Rosh Rubai to bury, and now you're left with a small amount, so you have to make sure to bury every last part of it. This is Nagay also, the Shiloh terrorist attacks, that very often, unfortunately, there's different body parts. It's hard to talk about, but are found in different places, and they might have started off with Rosh Rubai. The Gesher Chaim of Tikhachinsky says that then everyone holds you in the mitzvah of Kfura, and even if now you're down to a few body parts you're trying to get a hold of, you have to try to bury every part of it. The whole machlokes is, we start off with less than Rosh Rubai. We start off with Rosh Rubai, everyone agrees they have to bury the whole thing. Halach L'maisi says, even though the machlokes in Achrenim, if there's a real Chiv Kfura, by less than Rosh Rubai when it's just a Gzayis, the Tosfos Yom Tov and the Yudah who said Machmer, others, the Mishnah Malach and Tiferes Yisrael, Meikol, we've blessed the Rosh Rubai. Halach L'maisa, the Gesher Chaim says, L'maisa, we're not to bury any part of the mace that's found, even if technically the mitzvah in some cases might not apply according to some of these achronim, and the kohen will not become tummy for them. But there's other reasons for burial of a mace. There's isra anah, there's isra to be nenev in the mace, and anytime there's isra anah, the halach is that the item has to be buried or has to be gotten rid of properly, and no one should be nichshol and be nenev from the thing and deriving benefit from it. So it's beside the isra anah, there is to be nenev in the mace. We have to make sure to bury any part of a mace we find, because of chashash tumah. Even nowadays that we don't keep tires, but Kahanim have to be careful not to become tummy for mace. Al chashash tumah, tumas Kahanim, and las lovei, as Hashem Mashiach will come, everybody might become nizer in tumah tire for like they were in the olden days. Any time of chacham, any chaver, it's because of chashash tumah to make sure to bury any part of a mace. And also he says the guf of adam is nidma l'gvil sefer Torah, the guf of a person is like a sefer Torah, and the oisius and the askaris of the sefer Torah are the equivalent of the neshama. When the neshama goes out from a person, it says it goes out to the sefer Torah shenisrof. The nefesh and the guf is like the askaris b'gvilim, it's like the shem Hashem and the sefer Torah. And it's like taking the body of a person, like a narti kodesh, a halig, a box, that had kedusha in it. And that's what the sefer says, the same way the sefer Torah brings, the Geshachayim brings the sefer. Same way the sefer Torah is no chluk in the full sefer Torah, or ois ak sefer Torah, all is kedusha. A mace also, any part of the mace that's left, it has kedusha. And even the mitzvah of purus mace, technical mitzvah of purus mace, might not apply less than the gezayis. Everyone might agree to that. Or even more than gezayis, less than the rosh ruah of the mace, some achrayim say does not apply. But the kedusha of the person is as such, they have to make sure to bury any small person of a mace. And that's how we're knowing nowadays. We're knowing to bury any small person, any small part of a mace that's left. There's a similar shayla by the fallen. If you have a nephal, unfortunately, if a child that doesn't make it successfully through birth, or doesn't make it 30 days, very often there's a case of a stillborn, or there's in the middle of the pregnancy doesn't survive, and they have to take the fetus out, and it's dead, and the question is, what to do with it now? Is it mechalev kfura, or can we just dispose of it anyway that's derech kavod? What's the halacha with that? So the minhag is to bury nephalim. We bury these nephalim, a nephal gets buried by us. It's not necessarily mitzvah the mitzvah of kfura. The guy's maimini and hukas milah parak aleph, oisir brings rice from many gemaras. There's no chiyuv kfura m'ikra din. We're not able to do it, but there's no chiyuv kfura m'ikra din. And therefore, the Ramah and Hukas Yom Tov, Simatov Kuv Chavav, Sefiyud says that you cannot do the Kfura on Yom Tov, even though Yom Tov Sheni, we're allowed the Kfura of Mace Yisrael, Vida Shemes, but Nephil, we will not do the Kfura on Yom Tov Sheni, because it's not real Mitzvah Kfura. The meaning is to Mal, says Nukas Mila, the meaning is to Mal the Nephil before they do the Kfura. But the Ramah holds that on Yom Tov, we wouldn't be allowed to do this Mila, we wouldn't be allowed to do this Kfura. The Magen Avraham over there in Simatov Kuv Chavav, Sekhan Chav, he argues, and he says, that there is a real mitzvah kfura, and he gets out of the rice that the Gris Maimon brings, and therefore the Magen Avraham argues normal, and he says there is a mitzvah kfura, ikar din by a nephil. But Lamaisa, the Achrenim, they get out of the Magen Avraham's rice, they don't really go like the Magen Avraham, the Behuda and the Tshuva. He says that, Akaponim, even if we're not going to say like the Magen Avraham, we're going to say like the Ramah, the Halacha is like the Ramah, connect the Magen Avraham. There's no serious mitzvah kfura by a nephil. Lamaisa, he's still mechiv to bury him because of the Isra Anah, like we mentioned before, by any body part, there's Isra to be nenev in the mace. And he says, even though by a nephil, it's less than a kzayis from the mace. Kzayis from the mace, it's a bazaar that we said before from the view, it's a bazaar to leave it lying around. Same way a whole mace is a bazaar to leave it lying around. A nephil, he says, could be no Indian of cover of a nephil, there's no bazaar to humanity to leave it lying around. But because of the Isra Anah, you're not allowed to be nani, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the body of a nephil. So therefore, it should be buried. And that's what we do. The Geshe Chaim also says that some of the reasons that he said before, why any mace, any part of the mace should be buried because of the Isra Anah, and other such reasons, and tumah, he's applied by a nephil as well, the Isra Anah and the tumah, and therefore, anytime we have a nephil, we bury it as well. Shlom Zalman writes in the Tshuva, in the Chashlem Echel Beis, in the Tzad Yivav, in Beis, he says that Shemir Mitzvah, from people are machmer, to bury with the nephil. Like you see in Shulchan Aruch Smila, that the minhag was to mal it by the kever. You see that there was a kvura taking place. They did a mila before the kvura. It should be nifter as a mace, not as an oral, but as a mal, as on gemal. And then they did the kvura. So Shlom Zalman says, see that's what we do. See that the minhag going back hundreds of years for sure, if not thousands of years, is to bury a nephil. Even it's not mitzvah, it's kfura, but that's the meaning of doing that. Well, it's because of the other reasons of Isra Anah, for other reasons. But that's how we do it. We bury a nephil. However, since it's not mitzvah, the real mitzvah, according to most places, not among the Ram, so therefore it's not a rush. We don't have the Isra of Melon and Samais. It's not necessarily done that day. Somebody has a Hapala, very often the nephil goes to the pathology department in the hospital. Not necessarily does the Chavakdish run there that day to pick up the nephil and take it for burial. Sometimes it's a good idea they should, because Kahanim come to the hospital and it would help solve a lot of problems to Ms. Kahanim. Like we said, the one of the reasons the Geshe Chaim says why we do kfura on any part of a mace that's found is because of tumah. Nowadays you have tumas kahanim. So maybe it would be a good idea to bury a nephil right away, but mitzad din, it doesn't have to be buried right away. Therefore, many places the minhag is not to rush in the burial of the kfura of the nephil. It's done once in a while, they do kfura on the nephilim, the chavadisha does kfura on the nephilim that they have. Also, for a nephil to have this minhag of kfura, it has to be of a certain size, it has to have some sort of a tzuris of blood. But a hapala takes place in the very beginning, but it doesn't have any tzuris of blood. They have this for sure, though, in the Pura. If it's big enough to have Tumas, maybe it should be buried or taken care of, disposed of properly right away to avoid issues of Tumas Kahanim. But Mitzah, the Inav Pura will not apply by Nefil until it reaches the point that already has some sort of Tzuras Havlat.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.